We're now going to talk about the actual effects at the second synapse in the autonomic nervous system. So we're looking at the synapse now between the postsynaptic fiber and the organ. And remember, the organ could mean that we're looking at the heart, which could be cardiac muscle, or it could be the digestive tract, the respiratory tract, which could be smooth muscle, etc., or it could be a gland. So most effects are excitatory. So that's the first thing to remember. Most effects you're going to look at are excitatory. What does excitatory mean when we're talking about cardiac muscle or smooth muscle? It means it's going to contract. Okay? And sometimes the effects are inhibitory, and what that means if you're looking at smooth muscle or cardiac muscle is it's going to relax. So let's start by looking at the parasympathetic. We're talking about the second synapse, so the neurotransmitter is acetylcholine. It's going across the synapse, it's binding onto a protein receptor, and the type of receptor we're looking at is one called a muscarinic receptor. So nearly all the effects are going to be excitatory. And we're nearly always talking about smooth muscle. So we could be talking about the eye, the bronchioles in the lungs, the digestive tract, the bladder wall. In all cases, the smooth muscle, when you release acetylcholine and it binds on to a muscarinic receptor, the effect is going to be excitatory. So those muscles are going to contract. Now, there are always in physiology exceptions as we keep learning, so there are a few really important exceptions, and the exceptions are inhibitory effects. This means the smooth muscle or the cardiac muscle is going to relax. And the main examples we need to look at are sphincters that we find in the digestive tract. So in these cases, they will relax, which means they will open up, or sphincters, smooth muscle that we find in the bladder, and again, it's going to relax or open up. And then the other really important effect is on cardiac muscle, and in this case, the cardiac muscle is going to slow down. It's going to decrease its rate. So now let's look at the effects in the sympathetic. And remember, the sympathetic at the second synapse is far more complicated because first we have a different neurotransmitter. It's nearly always norepinephrine. And then we have different types of protein receptors. We have alpha receptors and we have beta receptors. Well, we're just going to look at one type of alpha receptor. It's called an alpha-1 receptor. And again, fairly easy, it's going to be excitatory. So if we're talking about smooth muscle, which is what we're talking about to start with, it's always going to be contraction. And the main places we find the smooth muscle that we're interested in is the eye, the digestive tract sphincters, so they are going to contract, the bladder sphincter is going to contract, and the walls of the uterus, so the uterus is going to contract. And then the other place that it's really important that we talk about for the sympathetic is smooth muscle associated with blood vessels. And when that contracts, we call that vasoconstriction. It means the diameter of your blood vessel is going to become smaller. And that is going to be a very, very important effect when we start looking at blood, cardiovascular, and blood pressure. So now let's talk about the beta receptors, and we're going to talk about two types of beta receptors. So we're still talking about the same neurotransmitter, sympathetic, it's norepinephrine, and now the protein receptor that that neurotransmitter is binding onto is called a beta-1 receptor. And beta-1, same as everything we've looked at so far, the effect is excitatory. And the one major place that we're interested in where we'd find this particular type of a receptor is in the heart on your cardiac muscle. And it's going to do two things. It's excitatory, it's going to stimulate contraction, speed up the rate of contraction, and it's also going to increase the strength of the contraction. So it does two things there. Now, here we're coming to, if you like, our exceptions. These are our beta-2 receptors, and the beta-2 effects, as far as we're concerned, are inhibitory. And again, they're going to be found on smooth muscle, so it's going to cause your smooth muscle to relax. And the main places we're interested are smooth muscle in the digestive tract, so it causes relaxation, in the bronchioles of the lungs, so it causes relaxation, and in the uterus, where it also causes relaxation. So the only other thing we really need to talk about is how do we achieve those effects. So we'll talk about those later.